on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Welcome to Friday Cry Day. This game is truly based around my tears because I am an emotional person. I cry when I'm happy, sad. Technical difficulties make me cry.
It's true.
You know, a lot of things make me cry, and I'm open and I'm honest about it. And we've turned it into a game for you to enjoy. It's basically two lies and a truth. So I'm going to tell you three different stories, and you have to decide what actually made me cry. So let's get into it. All right. Story number one. Hang on. Let me set myself up for success here. Okay, here we go. Story number one. So I was at Merit doing my workout, and I was in the weight room, which already feels a little intimidating sometimes. And on this particular day, I was the only woman in there. And a group of students walked in, and I don't know if it was like for a tour or some sort of program that Merit had for the kids or something. And they're probably like around 12 or 13.
Okay.
And there was a girl with them, and I watched her do that thing that we all do when we walk into a space where you just kind of like scan the room. And then she saw me, and the second she saw me, her face lit up and she pointed at me and she goes, "Yes, queen, I know, that's right."
Oh my God, I love her.
I love her. And obviously that was like so motivating for me. And it was such a quick little moment, but it literally made my day because I realized it wasn't necessarily like she was talking about my workout. I feel like she was just excited to see another woman in a space that can feel intimidating sometimes, especially when you're the only one in there. And like, I feel like so often we talk about how important representation is in these like huge life-changing spaces, but sometimes all it takes is like walking into a room and seeing someone else and makes you feel like, oh, like I belong there. And so I literally started crying about it when I went home.
Okay, now I'm gonna cry. That's like, so sweet.
How cute was that? Story number two. So you know that thing where like you're driving somewhere and you kind of black out and suddenly you've arrived and you have no memory of like how you got there in the first place? Well, yesterday, my brain betrayed me. I left the radio station to head to Fox 45 for Be More Lifestyle, and everything was fine until I came out of like my little driving trance and I realized I wasn't driving to the news station. I was driving home. I started driving home instead of to the news station,
dude.
That's
so funny.
So I am freaking out. At that moment, I realize I have less than 15 minutes to get to Fox 45. Immediately.
Like to be on TV?
Bro,
on air?
Yes. No! On TV. On the couch. On the Be More Lifestyle couch. I freak out. I start to stress. Sweat. That turns into my makeup melting. That turned into my actual tears taking off my makeup. I am a complete mess. Somehow, by the grace of God and every single green light in Baltimore, I made it with literally 2 minutes to spare.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I freaked out.
Wow, I'm already really torn on what it is, and we haven't even heard the third story.
Okay, story number three. So Garage Boy and I were eating lunch outside in our community area of our apartment complex, and we noticed this little boy. He's probably like 8 or 9 years old walking around by himself, and he was waiting to see if one of the neighborhood kids was home so he could ask them to come outside and play. And while he was waiting, he was just like running around, just completely carefree. And someone answered the door, and it was the mom, and basically told him he's not home yet, but he will be home soon. And this kid got so excited, and he started smiling and bouncing around because his friend was about to be home soon so they could go outside and play. And I'm watching him, and I turned to my husband and I said, he doesn't even realize how special this time is, because when you're a kid, like, your biggest concern is like waiting for your homie to get home so you guys can play. And I was instantly transported back to that like childhood core memory. And I just thought of that quote from The Office. And that's, I wish that there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them, you know?
Yes.
And I just started crying because I was like, I have not thought about that core memory. I haven't remembered it. That experience of like, oh, can so-and-so come out and play?
Yeah.
And I was just crying, eating my pizza.
This actually might be the hardest Friday Cry Day we've ever done. I feel
really?
Like it's all three. I don't know what it is. These are so good.
Well, Charlotte's no help. Honestly, neither am I. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Which one is it? What made me cry? Hello. Is this Kristen?
Christine, yes.
Oh, Christine. Oh my gosh. Hi, Christine. Hi.
That's okay. Don't cry.
Wait, Christine, you're iconic.
That was so good. Oh, that was so good. I love you. Oh my gosh, I love you. Okay, Christine in Hunt Valley, what do you think? Do you think it was story number one, number two, or number three that made me cry?
So I have a teenager. They don't do that kind of stuff. And I know that you're a professional, so it's not that one. I think it's three, because you cry a lot with your husband.
Oh, okay, wait, I'm so sorry. I missed it. Wait, which one did you not think it was?
I don't think it's one or two.
Oh, I
think it's
I see what she's saying. Oh, you're a professional, so you wouldn't mess up and not drive to the station.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I follow you. I follow
you. Oh, I appreciate that. Okay, and so you think it's story number three. Why?
I think it's three because you cry a lot with your husband. You're very nostalgic. I've been listening for years.
Yeah. I literally was bawling over my pizza, you guys.
I knew it.
Good job, Christine.
Christine
knew what's up.
Christine, yes. When I tell you, because, you know, I mean, it is true. That line from The Office, I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them. It was just like the essence of summer, of being a little kid. He was so excited when the mom came out and she was like, he's almost home. And why do I want to cry? What is wrong with me?
No, I remember that feeling. And it's just such a beautiful time of life. And it's like, you don't know when the last day you're waiting outside for your homie is,
you know?
You gotta enjoy it when you're there, so it's very sweet.
Well, yes, now I'm crying, Christine, but congratulations.
Thank you. I love you guys. I love when it's Ladies' Day.
Yes!
Girl power!
And we're glad we got you, Christine, for Ladies' Day!
Oh my gosh, congratulations! Happy Friday, y'all.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.